An election in Ukraine delivers a solid mandate for a split country at war. What's the next step? More than half the votes have been counted in Ukraine's parliamentary elections. Russia has already recognized the result. Ukraine's pro-European parties seem to have a majority, while Ukraine's Communist Party failed to win a single seat, and that hasn't happened since 1917. The U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, Jeffrey Pyatt, says this election has actually begun to heal the bitter divides in Ukraine.
What I see is an election that, in fact, has helped draw Ukraine together, certainly has clarified the choices that the Ukrainian people themselves are making. I think you've seen through these two elections, the presidential elections of May 25th and then the parliamentary elections of last Sunday, a clear desire by the Ukrainian people, east to west, whether they are in Odessa or Lviv or Dnipropetrovsk or Kharkiv, a clear desire to have a say in their future, to have a government which is more accountable, more democratic, and to move towards the standards of rule of law and justice that the Ukrainian people associate with Europe and European institutions.
What are the economic challenges, and has President Poroshenko asked for a level of aid? Certainly the notion of $30 billion was on the table just a few months ago.
Well, this is an economy that has been clobbered first and foremost by the war that Russia has inflicted on it, clobbered by the discriminatory trade measures that Russia has imposed. There is a sense of deep concern as we enter the winter here. It was below freezing this morning, and of course, for months now, Ukraine has received no gas from Russia. Negotiations are taking place as we speak between Russia, the European Union, and Ukraine to try to find a solution to that situation. The United States and Europe have signaled that we will continue, to the extent the Ukrainians themselves sustain the process of reform, we will continue the significant financial and technical support that we've provided. But over the long term, the most important thing is reform. Ukraine is not a poor country. It has enormous resources. It has some of the best agricultural land in the world and could quite reasonably, within a few years, be the second largest grain exporter in the world. It has shale gas. It has good human resources. It has industry. What it's lacked is good governance. And that's what these elections and this reform move has been about.
Is this a past versus future election much more than an East-West?
I think that's quite accurate, John. And I think it's important to recognize that there are plenty of Ukrainians in eastern cities who are just as interested in good governance and economic modernization as their countrymen in the West or in the South. Although Russia has peddled this false narrative of division and occupation, if you look at the Russian-speaking eastern Ukrainian cities that have been released from control by these separatist Russian-backed fighters, people were very eager to go to the polls. They were eager to have their voices heard. And I think that's the biggest mistake that Russia has made, the misreading of the pride and the sense of national identity that is felt by the Ukrainian people. It sounds romantic, but I think those of us who've watched this unfold have no doubt that there is a new Ukraine that is being born.
Jeffrey Pyatt is U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine. Thanks so much.
Good talking to you.